This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Here we are with the Gospel of John, with Isaac, and with episode 427. Hey Isaac, what's our chapter?
John chapter 12.
And the verses?
Verses 37 through 41.
Terrific. Let's get started.
But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, who has believed our report, and whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts in turn, so that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him.
Very nice, Isaac. Thank you. Jesus had done many miracles, but even after seeing so many wonderful and miraculous things, people chose not to believe him. I wonder if this was hard for the disciples. Perhaps Judas became discouraged that many people weren't following Jesus. It's true today, too. Today, many people choose not to follow Jesus. It's important that we don't lose faith or become discouraged because not everyone follows him. Jesus loves them too. He loves all of us. But for us who are in the church, we have a special job to do, to continue to be his disciples, to teach about love and compassion, to trust in the eternal life with Jesus. We need to be Christians, to be disciples, even if others are not. That is what we call faith. And sometimes our faith can help others to come to believe in Jesus too. So thanks, Isaac, for reading today. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is never shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.